The last article we'll be reading from Round and About magazine is entitled Owl Action. As the new year begins, a quiet but powerful conservation effort is taking shape in the heart of Abingdon-on-Thames, Barton Fields Nature Reserve, already a much-loved haven for walkers, cyclists and wildlife enthusiasts, has launched a new project to support some of Oxfordshire's most iconic birds of prey. Thanks to a £400 grant from the Trust for Oxfordshire's Environment, TOE, a series of specially designed nest boxes have been installed across the site, offering barn owls, tawny owls, little owls and kestrels the chance to make Barton Fields their home. The reserve is managed by volunteers from the Abingdon Naturalist Society, alongside the Vale of White Horse District Council. Just a short stroll from Abingdon Lock and bordered by the Thames Path and Sustrans cycle route, Barton Fields is a patchwork of ponds, reed beds, wildflower meadows and woodland. It already supports an impressive range of wildlife, from harvest mice, voles and grass snakes to Chetty's warblers, reed buntings, snipe and water rail. But while the habitat is rich, large trees on the reserve lack the natural nesting holes raptors depend on. Recognising this gap, Green Team volunteer Michael Turner and ABNATS conservation officer David Guyancourt sought advice from Barn Owl Conversation for Oxfordshire. After surveying the site, expert George Candlin confirmed that a range of owl species could thrive there if given the right support. With TOE's grant secured, 5 nest boxes, 2 for barn owls, plus boxes for tawny owls, little owls and kestrels, were built and installed this winter. We were delighted to receive expert help from Barn Owl Conservation for Oxfordshire, says David. They built and erected the boxes and will monitor them under the appropriate licensing. Their involvement has been invaluable.